Chapter 5, November 18th, 1854, Rebecca. Drawing her shawl more tightly round her shoulders, Rebecca Marks gave a petulant shake to her long, dark, almost black hair, staring at her reflection in the window. The gentle glow of hissing gas lamps backlit and softened her wide brown eyes set perfectly above high cheekbones and slender, beautifully curved figure. Her hair flowed in slight waves over proud square shoulders above a petite waist.
"Dreary,"
she said to the image in the window panes.
"A dreary day. How fitting for the day I have made the decision to temporarily leave London."
On the street below the window, a bobby, immaculately uniformed even with his oiled slicker, was making his way along the drenched cobblestones, his sodden steps splashing water in droplets that glistened in the flickering sheen of the oil flames from the streetlight boxes.
"Father, you have left us in such a mess. I know you did not intend to. If only you would have listened to me. We did not need those three entire cargoes of spices. Now the family honor is at stake, and I am to chase halfway around the world, waste the better part of a year, and consort with uncivilized peasants."
Feeling the familiar flush of inner anger creeping up her cheeks, she looked up at the ceiling, stomping her bare foot on the shiny walnut parquet floor.
"If only you knew. Whatever possessed you to invest in an asset you have never seen in a country that you have barely visited?"
Closing her eyes, she raised a graceful hand, pressing small, delicate fingers to her forehead and slowly rubbed the smooth skin above her eyebrows.
"Or did you know? Did you know, Father?"
No image of her father appeared next to hers in the window. There were no answers. All was unknown. The pout of the lips of the woman in front of her turned into a smile.
"We shall see if your beauty and wit are as useful across the sea as they are here in England."
Her mother, Elizabeth, puttering into her room, clucking and mumbling to herself,
"Rebecca, this will be such a long, dangerous journey. You don't have to go. Daughter, we're not so badly off."
Rebecca walked slowly to her mother. Wrapping her arms around her frail, bent body, she gave her a gentle kiss on the forehead and stood back, keeping both hands on her mother's trembling arms.
"Mother, I have made my decision. It will take 2 months to prepare for a journey of this magnitude. I will have our solicitor make arrangements for me to sail in January."
She sighed.
"Our condition is unfortunately precarious. Remember, I assisted Father for many years with the business and have overseen it since he passed. His investment in America may likely be our only salvation. Should I share my extreme doubt that anything will come of this trip, or the deed, map, and mysterious instructions in Father's will?"
Her mother's lower lip was quivering and mist was filming in her eyes. Rebecca decided to say nothing.
"It will be fine, Mum."
Her mother half smiled at this infrequent endearment.
"We shall be back on our feet, and I won't be gone for more than 7 or 8 months.
She patted her mother's hands.
"I must get some things out of Father's study. Why don't you go down and have Eve and Sally get supper ready?"